Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I am a writer and author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns, destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance, that free angel advice. So you can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those callers, welcome again to Angel Healing House, everyone. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You know, whether you're listening on the computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive show on a Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes, wherever you're listening. Lovely to have you with us. You know, listeners, with my constant connection to my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm always available to receive and hear their absolutely wonderful insights on how we can all navigate our human incarnation that we have chosen and how we can navigate it with joy and grace, peace, love, and happiness. Their messages are so motivational, inspirational, and enlightening that they cleverly have motivated me to create many ways in which people can access their messages. For this reason, they motivated me to create this weekly radio program 2.5 years ago. Now, another way that one can access the wonderful reminders from the Posse of Angels is my Angel Healing House Facebook page. I post daily reminders from the Posse of Angels that help people realize just how beautiful, just how magnificent, and just how powerful they truly are. So if you would like to see these posts, get those daily reminders, join me on Facebook. Go to Angel Healing House Facebook page for Claire Candy Hoff. Give it a like, and then see what reminders and the Posse of Angels have. And then there are the monthly Angel Healing House newsletters that take a seemingly simple slice of life, and the Posse of Angels highlights the spiritual messages and lessons that it helps to teach all of us. If you'd like to receive these inspirational newsletters, please send me your request to be put on the mailing list along with your email address, and you can send that to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel Healing House. Now, in addition to this, the Posse of Angels gave me a not-so-subtle nudge, more like a push, last year to create YouTube videos that contain inspirational stories from not only my life, but those of my clients whose lives have been transformed by booking sessions with me at Angel Healing House. Through my business, the Posse of Angels and myself have helped so many people regain their clarity, their direction, as to how and when to step forward in their lives with passion and courage and absolute empowerment. By making that all-important choice to honor themselves with a booking to better their lives, the universe has then answered their courage with more information, connections, and opportunities to help that client boldly keep stepping forward. You know, if you'd like help in finding your direction in life, give me a call after the show at Angel Healing House, and that number to call after the show is 831-277-3716. Or for more information, you can go to angelhealinghouse.com. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel readings. 323, you are going to be first up, and then 720. If you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day. And that topic of today is entitled, Give Yourself Some Credit. You know, the Posse of Angels listeners has asked me several times, why are people so hard on themselves? And why do they choose to focus their attention on what they haven't done or how they could have done something better? As a majority of angels that make up my angelic family have not lived a human life, they've never had to experience duality, seeing themselves only as divine source energy. They not only feel whole and complete, but they also feel joy as to what they accomplish, you know, with their deep, profound connection to God. They know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever they achieve, and for that matter, what they have not achieved, is not only divine perfection. You know, many of us were brought up to not to draw attention to our accomplishments and to underplay who we are. There have been whole generations which were programmed to not draw attention to their gifts and abilities and to give themselves credit. You know, listeners, giving ourselves credit is something that is natural. It's natural for all of us, and we can see it in very young children. Young children have this unbridled enthusiasm, and their openness is absolutely infectious. This willingness to share sees many of them quite candidly when they're in classrooms or in groups. They're candidly shouting out answers, and they're excitedly waving their hands to be called upon. Some of them even jump up to their feet, wiggle themselves around. Unfortunately, this natural urge of wishing to share ourselves with others is often met with discouragement, and we are taught to be quiet and to behave and sit down and be quiet. Don't make a fuss. Now, this programming saw many of us, after a while when we were told to be quiet and to be silent, it saw us falling silent and resigned. As we stifled our pride in who we are, we stifled our pride in ourselves. Yet even though this divine natural instinct of ours is to give ourselves credit, even if it has remained dormant, it is something can be encouraged to reawaken within us, as I found out in 2008. You know, with my husband and myself, with our move to the Monterey Bay area 6 years ago, I was synchronistically led to join an organization which was called the Professional Women's Networking Group. Now, before each meeting, every member of the group was given 30 seconds on a stopwatch to state who they were and what they did. It was called an elevator speech. Now, the significance of the name was that if you met someone in an elevator and you just had a fraction of time between floors to introduce yourself, what would you say? You know, I found it interesting how the speeches fell into three distinct categories. Number one, there were those of us who were new to the elevator speech. We started off by stating our names and then began inserting some ums and some ers, and then basically we crashed and burned as the buzzer went off. Number two, there were those that were very good and they knew their elevator speech, but if they were not very confident at publicly acknowledging and giving themselves credit, they spoke in inaudible voices and often haltingly. Even though this group of women recited the words perfectly, there was very little belief behind the words. There was very little belief in themselves, and their delivery, quite frankly, did not carry much conviction. Now, number three, and then there were the masters of the elevator speech. These verbal warriors stood like implacable, steadfast vigils, delivering and enunciating who they were and what they did as if it was a creed written by the very hand of God Almighty himself. The confidence and assurance that they exuded made the audience excited to find out more about them. And I marveled, as not only did they manage to get all of this information across in a nonchalant, confident, non-arrogant manner, but some of the gifted few even had time to wrap it all up by ending with their business's signature quote. Now, desiring to be one of these elevator speech masters, I went home and practiced and practiced and practiced. By next month's meeting, I stood up, smiled, and I said with great confidence, "Hello, everyone. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and through my wonderful healing practice, Angel Healing House, I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, an international radio host, a writer, and an author. I help clients improve their emotional and physical well-being, live lives of joy, peace, and love so that they can go forth and fashion a beautiful life for themselves." And you know what, listeners? It was all said in under 30 seconds. You know, the funny thing was that I came to realize after saying this speech, meeting after monthly meeting, was that I really didn't care if anyone got who I was or anyone was listening to me. But what I did get was how good I felt in acknowledging me. You know, the posse of angels is laughing as they are reminding us that giving ourselves credit doesn't involve inflated egos, puffing out our chest and strutting around like roosters as we crow about what we've done in order to get recognition. It's merely the open acknowledgement of our individual capabilities and the deep knowing that our efforts and accomplishments do make a tremendous difference as they hold special meaning for the betterment of the universe. As so many of us have been programmed to be human doings and not human beings, we've received a lot of recognition and attention from doing things. Because of this, the very minute that we accomplish a task, we instantly set our intention on the next task to be done. By taking time to pat ourselves on the back and really enjoy our achievements, we allow it to become part of who we are. The energy and the resonance of achievement sends messages to both our brain and body, and it actually fortifies the frequency of self-confidence and belief in ourselves. If we choose not to honor our accomplishments, we will always be a little hamster on a wheel of perpetually adding things to endless lists, ticking them off, and never really getting to the end. With distant worry that there is always more to do, we do not give ourselves the much-needed sense of, "I am enough." Now, the posse of angels is reminding us that before we incarnated in human form, our accomplishments were just things that we chose to do, as there was nothing more attached to them. There was no grading scale. There were no comparisons. There certainly was no competition. There was no extra prizes, and there even was no extra money in our pay packets that were attached to anything that we did. By giving ourselves credit for what we have done, we are encouraged to try more things, to be adventurous, and to experience more of life. And when we give ourselves permission to acknowledge our achievements, well, the universe has a very magical way of revealing more connections that provide us with even greater opportunities to be proud of ourselves. So now the Posse of Angels has established how important it is for us to give ourselves credit. Let's ask them, what are some ways that we can be mindful of giving ourselves credit? But before we answer that question, let's go to the phone lines. 323, you're first up, and you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Great, this is David.
Hello, David. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I loved your intro. That's fantastic.
And I'm going to ask you, do you give yourself credit for your achievements?
I'm giving myself credit for making this call.
Well, you know, they say if we put our attention on the small stuff, the big stuff take care of itself. Did you feel yourself led to make the call?
Yeah, I felt myself led to make the call. I saw your posting on Facebook and decided to call. And what's interesting is that, you know, I've been speaking for quite some time, and this week is the first week, so I don't know if there's something in the ethers, but this is the first week that I actually gave myself a little pat on the back for listening to you speak just now, even just for wanting to put myself out there and speak, and the amount of work that takes and the involvement in that, and just go, wow, you know, like, it's been over 4 years now. Look at all the stuff that you've been able to learn and grow with, and so I'm glad that I was able to listen to that little nudge when it happened.
Yeah, and there are so many light workers on the planet, and this is not right or wrong, and it doesn't make us superior, but knowledge, quite frankly, knowledge for knowledge's sake is a waste. That's what
right.
I feel. And if you don't share it, and if you don't enthusiastically and individually share it with great enthusiasm and creativity, then really, what's the point of it? It's like the tree that falls in the forest. You know, does anybody really does it matter? Does anybody hear it? So I guess the point of this is that it's wonderful to go to the workshops. It's wonderful to garner information from gurus and Sikhs and all those people who do step up, and speakers, inspirational, motivational speakers like yourself, myself. But for each one of the light workers to realize that by stepping up, they step into the fulfillment of the very integral puzzle piece of the planet that they've come back to add to the beautiful puzzle.
Beautiful. You know what's fascinating is someone just sent me like a YouTube thing. You probably saw it somewhere on either Facebook or social media or even in the news, that they came out with, like, they just discovered a new gospel of Barnabas, which makes a suggestion that that Jesus was never crucified.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, that he rose in his living form, and that they put Judas on the cross to take his place. And what's fascinating about that documentary was they had made reference to that in that Gospel of Barnabas, that there is going to be a call for prophets, that there's just not one or two, that there are a bunch of prophets and messengers coming. And it's interesting that I was watching that right before I called in and listening to your talk, because you just made reference to, you know, people that share knowledge, and you and so many people starting to share knowledge on this planet.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're here not to save the world. We're here to be of service. And the more we each individually step forward and share our unique and special way, our resonance, our frequency of sharing ourselves with the world, and that does mean going public. That means very much going public. And Your Majesty, you're naked. I mean, you know, when you're up there and you're channeling, or you're giving readings, or you're presenting your special gift, you are very open and you are very exposed. The more that you know that you are a child of God and you have every right to abundantly share who you are, then the rest just all falls by the wayside, and nothing can compare with that connection.
I like that.
So did you have a specific question, David?
I did. I've never really done, I don't think, an angel reading. Maybe I have and forgot about it, but I thought that I'd ask about, as you know, as a single dad, you have to ask about work. So I thought I'd ask about work and dating.
Work and dating, okay.
I'll just ask about work. We'll just take it one thing at a time.
Hopefully the dating won't be work. Hopefully that'll be fun and fun.
I love that. That's a good way to look at it.
So, you know, we don't want to be, we don't want dating to be work. We want it to be joyful and fun.
Please, dear God, don't let it be work. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. So lovely, David. Oh, my gosh. The first card that comes up is the Two of Cups. Now, I know you. I mean, you're not a cold caller. David is my very dear friend. But still, I heard very distinctly, and now that I'm about to say it, I've got shocks all up and down my legs. When I turned this card over, I heard New Zealand. It's the Two of Cups card, and for those who are familiar with tarot, Two of Cups is the partnership card. It can be partnerships in business relationships, focusing on the Posse of Angels and seeing, does this card mean business relationships, and also does this mean romantic relationships? I'm going to ask them, are they intertwined? You know what, David, they're saying that you are going to draw your twin flame to yourself. And your twin flame, and they keep nudging me about New Zealand, they keep saying that with the work that you're going to be doing, your partner, your twin flame, your divine complement, and those that are not familiar with twin flames, your twin flame is the only individual in any space, time, and dimension, which is your divine complement, very different from soulmates. Soulmates come in to irritate us, to clear our karma, but once we've learned that lesson and we actually become that light of the divine within us and complete our karma, then if we choose, we can draw a twin flame to ourselves. But since you asked about work, and it's interesting that you did ask about work and play, because a twin flame relationship comes together because you're going to be on a mission from God, and it's going to marry the gifts and talents that you have, not only as a speaker, but as a writer, and then this beautiful other half of yours, the completion of who you are, the divine balance of masculine, feminine energy is going to come, and then the two of you are going to, I mean, it's going to be like there was no time since you've seen each other last, and it's like you're going to say, okay, let's go do this dance together, and you're going to be marrying both of your gifts and talents to bring forth extraordinary projects and endeavors and presentations and all those things on the earth plane. So they're showing me beautiful angel's wings above the two of you. They're saying stop looking for her because she's not ready for this yet. And the more that you affirm that she is already yours, and include her in your daily life. When I met Pete 10.5 years ago, actually 6 months before that, I wrote a decree. I wrote to God thanking him for my twin flame relationship, and then I would include him in my life. When I went grocery shopping, I didn't know his name. I didn't know what he looked like, but I knew he was mine. And I said, come on. I said, let's go grocery shopping together. You know, when I would go to sleep at night, I would pull the covers over him, give him a kiss goodnight. And I stopped looking for him, knowing and affirming, thank you. Thank you for my twin flame. When I look at the two of you, you're ready for this. And they're also applauding you for your past relationships and what you have now learned not to give yourself completely away to enable somebody else. So this is an important call, much more important than I think that you even intuited when you called in. So that the Two of Cups is certainly a very, very telling card because it's marrying the work, it's marrying the play in that partnership of the divine. Okay. The next card that comes in is the High Priestess. Okay, this card is showing
It's showing you healing the land. It's showing you healing the land. And again, I heard New Zealand. They're also picking up your worry of how this is going to happen. And they said it's already
done. Well, they also might be picking up that I've just been offered a spiritual leader job.
Okay, where was the spiritual leader job?
Down in Southern California, probably about like Redondo Beach area. So that's probably what they're picking up.
You as the spiritual teacher, and the reason this came to you, they're showing me steps along the path to they're not actually showing me the destination, but they're saying, let go of that destination. It's going to be much grander than you can ever possibly imagine. And I know a little bit about your background, how what you've been through, where you just went to your trip to New Zealand. But all of this is opening up amazing things for you, David, and that's why the spiritual priestess card came in. And the next card is another major arcana card, which is the Wheel of Fortune. You have already started your path of magic appearing in your reality to guide you where to go next. What they're using, the phrase that they're using is, David, they want you to expect miracles. They want you to expect the unexpected. That's what they want you to do.
Square.
So
expect miracles.
Just expect miracles, and just say thank you for my blessings, and thank you for all those blessings that are going to come in and are going to be aligned on my path. So it's a pretty exciting. It's an exciting time for all of us as a collective, for those of us who have cleared our karma and are now waiting on the, or not even waiting on the precipice. We've stepped into what we're most aligned with doing, and we're watching how the universe is now supporting us in doing it, and it's a lot of fun. I hope that's been helpful for you. Any other questions?
No, your show rocks.
Can I use that in the testimonial?
Have a good rest of the show. Keep rocking
it. Okay, thank you
Candy.
So much. I love you. Take care. Bye.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, David, for calling in. And, because I give a reading to somebody, I often hear from my listeners that even though they may not be able to call in and they're listening to it at another time on the archived Blog Talk Radio site, on the archived section, or else they're not able to call in but they're listening while they're doing something else, they tell me that there is such accuracy in what the Posse of Angels says and the information that they need to hear. And at this juncture, where the collective consciousness is on the planet, and the shift that so many people have made, those twin flames are going to start coming in at a much greater accelerated rate. Because quite frankly, Pete and I were quite a rarity when we met and came together 10 years ago. It's been very rare for twin flames to come together on the planet. But now with the shift in humanity, so many twin flames are going to come together to bring forth their own special missions from God. So let's go to the next caller. 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Candy. Hi, it's Helena. So what a good show, what a great reading.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it was so cute that, when he asked about work and also about love, and when that partnership card came in, it was just like, whoa,
I knew immediately about the twin flames. So along with the topic that we're speaking about, Helena, today is do you give yourself credit for past achievements and accomplishments?
Yeah, no. So it was so timely for me to just listen, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to start with, I want you, are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. Put your hand high, high, high in the air. Stretch it high in the air. Then turn your palm towards your back.
Uh-huh.
And bring your hand down and touch your shoulder and pat yourself on the back.
Okay.
Okay, you've already started.
All right.
And you say, Helena, you've done a really good job. You know,
okay, I like it.
The posse of angels are having a giggle because, and they want to remind all of us, including me, just the mere fact that we chose to come back to this often insane asylum of a planet. You know, and I don't think I'm being mean saying that. You know, we're one of the only planets that, you know, people don't look after each other or are unkind and put greed and corruption above things. And I know it's shifting. I know the world is shifting. But when you look at it from an intergalactic or a multidimensional viewpoint, it really is strange. And they pat us on the back and they laud us for even choosing to come back and to try to find love in a world which, quite frankly, there's very few opportunities, you know, a lot of times for that to exist on our planet, or there have been in the past. To give ourselves the credit and of our achievements and our accomplishments in just choosing to have a human incarnation is huge. It is massive.
Okay.
So in Australia we would say good on you. Good on you.
Oh yeah. Helena. Good on you. Yeah.
Good on you. So what is the last what has May been like for you? I know a lot of people have said that April was a little bit rocky.
Yeah, May's, I'm not sure yet. May's a little strange, but May seems very promising. April, I got fired via email from a job I hated, which I hated. The money was very low. However, the money was needed. I'm not sorry I'm not there. I'm back to being more me. But, I left the job. They sent me an email. I didn't read it, and I went in to work in the office. It was the kind of job I didn't have to work there. But I got in, and when the guy goes to me, oh, I guess you didn't get the email. No, what email? And then blah, 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 blah. And I went right to the Screen Actors Guild office, and I just started taking acting classes because I was like, okay, this is what I couldn't do for the past 7-8 months because I was supposed to be part-time, and the work was overwhelmingly huge. So I went right there. So I said, okay, so I'm getting focused on who I am and what I'm doing, but it's a little rough. But in May, I'm seeing some promises of things, some acknowledgement. It's not solid yet, but, I mean, I'm looking at the leaves fluttering in the breeze out the window, but it feels like it's coming.
Yes. Absolutely. It's interesting when you said that because I felt a breeze come across my face when you were saying that. Also, what astrological sign are you?
I'm a Cancer with a Leo rising and a Scorpio moon.
Okay. All right. Well, from May, they're saying, it's interesting you said the word moon because when you said moon, they said from May 20th onwards, there's going to be a lot more physical and very tangible things that we can bite and sink our teeth into that are going to show up. By the way, and I don't think I'm telling you anything that you didn't need to know, your angels needed to get you out of there because something which is more in alignment with who you are is coming in, and you are going to be so happy and so grateful when you're going to see this coming in. But, you know, a lot of people, there's nothing wrong with holding on to something that is dishonoring, but it just brings more dishonor in your life. And also,
yeah.
when you let go of that, it opens your hand to receive the new coming in. So, so I'm getting a very, very good feeling about the acting that you're doing.
Oh, good, good. It's that, and it's also putting together an interview show that honors Mother Earth. And I've done some pieces of it, but I want to get funding for it. And I just want to do both. I mean, with the acting, it's nice. I found this wonderful teacher there and getting really good validation. And the way the teacher teaches, it touches my heart. And it's like it's validating everything that I feel and know.
And also they're saying that the connections, they're very – how long have you been doing it?
Just a few weeks since I got fired on. I think it was 21st or 23rd.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't even use the word fired. I would say the universe blessed me with – not even release. The universe blessed me with moving me on.
Yeah.
You know, I it was a gift. There are going to be connections associated with this acting group, and for you to be really vigilant in watching out for them. I mean, there are going to be like-minded people there, and you might have opportunities, and the opportunities might come through them for funding or people that they know. So you're not there by – oh, Mike, I just got shocked. You're not there by happen chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good, good, because that's where I truly felt to move to as soon as I left the other place. You know, I was like, screw this, it's over. Let me go where I belong and what I'm supposed to be doing. And I was like, boom.
Yeah.
You know, I went right from 30th Street to 63rd to the SAG headquarters, and that was it.
Okay, yes. You went from what number street?
30th to Broadway.
30th?
Between 30th and 8th to Broadway. Between 63rd, 64th.
Okay, all right. Well, I just get such a good feeling that they're just saying you're going in the right direction. The first card that pulled for you is the Page of Wands. Now, the Page of Wands is the young page who is the messenger, and he wants to get his information out there. And, you know, he's on fire. He wants to tell others about his ideas and his vision and his creativity. And you having left that job, I'm not going to use the word fired, gifted, being moved on from that job has opened up different opportunities. So watch. As May unfolds, but certainly towards the end of May, on into June, and then it'll slowly start to avalanche the fulfillment, the physical, tangible things that are going to come in, going to help you with this endeavor. It's a wonderful endeavor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. The acting's beautiful in itself, but then the interviewing that I want to do for Mother Earth, I mean, I'm not coming from ego. I'm coming from my heart and love for her. And, yeah, and I've been able to talk to some really lovely people.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, and my goodness gracious me, the next card that comes out is the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups, the Ten of Cups, well, I don't know if you've listened to my show enough. You know that in my deck it's the kissy face card. There's a rainbow, there's a flow. There's a flowing brook, there's a bridge, there's a house, there's two people smooching, you know, and this is the emotional fulfillment of your heart. And notice, listeners, that, you know, Helena didn't say anything about success, she didn't say anything about ego, she didn't say anything about money, but what will come as a result of this abundance in her heart is the physical, the very tangible financial remuneration that's going to come from this bringing forth this wonderful project. So, and the next card is the King of Wands. And immediately when I
yay,
what's that?
Anyway, yay!
Yay! Yay, the King of Wands is wonderful. Now, this is a gentleman that's going to help you. He's going to help you. He's going to get you. He's going to promote you. And he's going to, you know, and he's going to come to you with ease and grace. You won't even have to look for him.
Could it be a relationship that's sort of starting now?
Let me see this. Well, I get a good feeling in my tummy around that. Let me ask the posse of angels. Hey guys, is this a relationship that's... Yes, they're saying yes to your question.
Yes.
And this feels really, really good. Yeah.
He came up last reading, so I'm so happy.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So I love when we get confirmation. You know, we go,
yay!
Yay! So I hope that's been helpful for you, Helena. Make sure you raise your arms above your head and pat yourself on the back because you know, where you're going is wonderful. Where we're all going is wonderful. But if you really look back over the last 2, 5, 10 years, the fact that many of us light workers are still here, still holding the light after we've been through so much is extraordinary. So really do give yourself lots of credit.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I really appreciate how you put forth and share yourself and your stories and your wisdom. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for your kindness.
I love you so much. Go out and make it an extraordinary day. Take care.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you so much, Helena. Let's go to our next caller, 520. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How
am I
you?
Speaking with?
I'm
well.
Christina.
Hi, Christina. Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. So, do you give yourself credit?
Yes, I think so.
Well, that's good. That's good. And we feel good about your accomplishments. And, you know, like I said, the more we can do that, and then the universe has this very sneaky way of reflecting that back to us and giving us more, even more to feel good about. So did you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Well, I see. Do you do Reiki?
Yes, I do.
Because I don't know if you're doing that today or doing anything on that topic.
I'm not doing that on the topic. I teach Reiki as well. The show is mainly for the free readings. But what question did you have about Reiki?
Okay. Well, I've been going through a lot. I'm thinking they're hot flashes, and I was just wondering if you could do any energy work on me, like. So I could, you know, I don't know if they can completely stop, but at least calm them down or take them. I wish you could just take them away.
Okay. A lot of those symptoms, a lot of physical symptoms, are caused by you know, and contributed to things that we eat, and environmental things that we are around, but. I agree with, like, the National Institute of Health and so many different organizations that now say 85 to 90% of all of our physical symptoms are caused by emotional issues which haven't been addressed within the body. And did you say your name was Kristen?
Christina.
Christina. Christina, what I'll do is if you would send me an email at to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, house, house.com. Then we will continue this dialogue by email so that we can get down to more of what there might be from an emotional issue that is causing these physical symptoms within the body. Because if you send energy to something, a physical symptom, it might alleviate it for the moment, but it'll never get rid of it because you haven't gone down to the root cause of why it's happening in the first place, and it will just come back.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Please, please do send me that email, and I will address it when I'm asked, when I'm off the show in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. How does that sound?
That sounds great, and thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, B-O-R-Q-U-I-S-T-K. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, this is Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
Hi, Kate. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Washington State. And does Kate give herself credit for her accomplishments?
Probably after they're over. I'm not too good at giving credit before I do something, but when I'm done with it, then I feel good about it.
Okay. Well, that's half of the game, I guess.
Exactly.
Did you have a question for the Posse of Angels today, Kate?
Yes. I guess I'm just trying to do new things now with my career, and I'm just kind of in a beginning stage right now, so I guess kind of that it goes to your question of just believing I can do things that I've never done before. I'm just kind of not sure where to,
right.
where to start.
Okay.
I've always kind of done the same thing, and now I want to do something completely different.
Okay, and that part of it, you know, when you give yourself credit and you encourage to try more things, to be more adventurous, to experience more of life, you know, you,
right.
me, and everyone out there, our tendency is to put ourselves in a very limited box. And,
right.
And you know how you can get around that? Okay. For you, Kate, they're saying you have a tendency to be very analytical, very logical, very rational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
mm-hmm.
justify things. And they said, get out of your head and get into your heart. And
mm-hmm.
they said, instead of trying to figure things out, just say, thank you for showing me how to be of best service. And just let go and surrender everything that you've ever known about Kate.
Wow.
Because she is so much more powerful, so much grander. They're now showing me your wings, your angel wings, spreading as you are going to fly like you've never flown before.
Great.
Okay? But you have to get out of your head, and you have to think, you know, when people, you know, look for jobs, they go, I can do X, Y, Z, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3 because of these skills that I've
right.
done.
And past history,
And that is so limiting because
yeah.
you are – because you are a child of God, and you're limitless, and you are boundless, and there's
right.
only what you there's only what you desire, then you see yourself as a multidimensional individual, and you step up to receive all these amazing possibilities of how the universe you co-create with God, angels, the universe to be of best service. So that's your new mantra. How can I just show me the signs of how to step forward and be of best service. And if they take you to the precipice and they ask you to jump off, two things will, in something that you've never done before, two things
yeah.
will happen. One, when you jump off, your feet will land safely, or they'll teach you how to fly. There's only two things.
Mm.
Because you are a child of God, and you are protected and guided and loved more than you know. But in order for us to really receive miracles, you
yeah.
have to really step forth. Okay, the first card for you is the Four of Cups. Four of Cups is a stronger foundation as per your emotional state. But it's also saying there's a gift from God that's waiting for you. It's waiting for you. It's right over your head, and they're saying that they're ready. They're waiting for you to open up to receive this. It's there. It's there right over your head. And because you've been trying to figure it out
right.
and second-guessing things, it hasn't presented itself yet. The next card is the Hermit card. I always see the Hermit card as either getting in touch with a spiritual mentor, a spiritual master teacher like myself, or but it's also about you trusting the universe, you trusting God and the angels. And again, that means letting go of any outcomes that are going to happen. And the next one, this is going to lead you to financial remuneration for your gifts and talents to be recognized and for you to, you know, for people to see you as an authority with, the, with your gifts and talents and financially remunerated because of it. So a pretty exciting reading, but it all stems around seeing yourself as being of best service and letting go of the how and when of that happening, take away the box, and just stay in the present moment. They'll show you, they'll say, now that you know this, you're going to be able to see, you're going to be able to see the signs clearly, how to step forward.
Great. I just, yeah, I guess I don't know how to listen to my heart. I don't know if I've been logical for so long, I don't even know how to open that area.
Okay, if you need help opening it, you can make an appointment with me, because that's what I've been doing for the last 11 years. I help people. I help people to find the little child inside of them. A child, quite frankly, Kate, does not overanalyze things.
No.
They're not intellectual. They're intellectual, but they're not logical, and they don't justify and rationalize things. They act on pure enthusiasm, and they act with their hearts. And if that's one thing that I help people do, is to get in contact with their youthful, exuberant, passionate, excitable child inside to go out there and create in bliss and joy. So maybe I'll be hearing from you.
Well, that's funny, because I am a magnet to kids. So when I'm with kids, I can jump into that world. But I guess it's hard for me to translate that into the adult world.
Yes, this is you doing this on your own. So
right.
I hope that's been helpful for you today.
Yes, that was a great reading. Thank you so much. I'll contact you.
Take care. Okay. Take care, Kate. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have about 2 minutes left. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, Candy. I'm enjoying the show. How are you?
I'm very well, Ibitar. I know that you listen. Your number comes up. Do you have a question for the Posse of Angels, or are you just listening today?
Well, I really didn't have a question, but, you know, if there's anything that they want to say. But I did. I'm enjoying the show, and I just wanted to say that I have been giving myself credit and honoring myself in the last couple of years the way that I haven't in the past.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Let's draw three cards for Ibitar. Hooray! The first one comes out. It's the best money card in the pack. It's the Ten of Pentacles. Happy life, happy home, happy you, happy present moment, so rich and so full of prosperity and wealth. Next card that comes out for you, my dear, is the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups is that fulfillment, is that you're going to be drawing your new like-minded family to you if you haven't experienced that already, and you're just going to feel so comfortable with this new family around yourself. And the next card for you, I did shuffle the pack, is the Ten of Cups, which is the kissy face card, which is the emotional fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. For you to get a 10 there, for you to get that Six of Cups, and for you to get another 10, there's going to be such wonderful new beginnings for you, Ibitar. And I know of the person of integrity and deep love who you are, and it couldn't happen to somebody more extraordinary. So I'll sign off now and just say God bless you and take care of yourself.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Love you lots. Take care.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth. Spread your angel wings and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to each and every one of you. I'll be speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.
Mm-hmm.